Sari Club have agreed to sell the land for just under $5 million. A man has been arrested over the death of a diver who was allegedly hit by a speedboat in Victoria's Port Phillip Bay. The 41-year-old contacted police following a public plea for the skipper to come forward. The 29-year-old South Korean national was killed yesterday while skin diving with a friend. Labor leader Bill Shorten doesn't believe he's as unpopular as the latest news poll would suggest. Scott Morrison has firmed as preferred Prime Minister with 11 points separating the leaders, but the survey shows Labor is still on track to win the election on the 18th of May. Mr Shorten says that's the only poll that matters.
For 2,030 days I've led a united team in the good days and the bad days, when the polls are good and when they're not so good. I've learned very early on at this job not to comment on the polls. We're all going to find out in 13 days who wins the election.
The Australian share market is in the red, with local investors spooked by the trade war between two of the world's largest economies. US President Donald Trump is increasing pressure on China in their long-running trade war by announcing he'll hike tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods, and China could retaliate. Comsec chief economist Craig James says there are concerns about what the increased tariffs will mean for global economies.
I'd like to be able to say that there is bright spots on the market, but if we look at the top 50 stocks, there's only two of those stocks which are higher at present, and only very modestly higher. So what we're seeing is declines right the way across the board.
First-time low-range drink drivers in New South Wales will soon face an immediate penalty, stripped of their licence for 3 months. From the 20th of May, the new instant punishment will apply in a bid to reduce the number of fatalities on our roads. Assistant Commissioner Michael Corboy has told Macquarie Radio there'll be no tolerance for any level of drink driving.
For us, it means that the message is clear, the message is occurring straight away, and you know the consequences as soon as you get that infringement and you're 3 months off the road with the fine.
Victoria's heading towards its worst annual road toll in more than a decade, with another 5 lives lost over the weekend. The road toll stands at 113 for the year, or 39 more than the same period last year. In sport, the Sydney Swans are hopeful Buddy Franklin will return from a hamstring injury on Friday night as the club battles to get off the foot of the AFL ladder. They'll face Essendon, looking for just their second victory of the season. Cameron Smith could soon be receiving a phone call from Queensland coach Kevin Walters, with the Maroons facing a crisis at hooker just 4 weeks out from Origin 1. And Steve Smith and David Warner have both returned to action for Australia, more than 12 months on from the ball tampering scandal. And that's the latest in news and sport.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Well, we'll give you both. Good evening, everybody. John Robb with you. The temperature currently is 14.5 degrees, and looking forward to the rest of the week. Tuesday, sunny, 7 to 23 degrees. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, 10 to 21 degrees. 6 to 21 degrees on Thursday, and sunny. Looks like the blanket's coming out on that Thursday morning. Friday, 9 to 18, mostly sunny. 7 to 19 degrees and sunny on Saturday. And 6 to 21 degrees on Sunday. And it will also be sunny. Looking at the traffic for you. Scheduled roadworks, that's not till later this evening, so I can't see anything. Oh, here we are. Windsor, Hawkesbury Valley Way, approaching the Northern Road. There's a truck breakdown and there's heavy traffic conditions. One of two westbound lanes is closed, and that's lane one. Bexley North, M5 East at tunnel exit. Wouldn't you know it, at the tunnel exit. Breakdown, a truck. The site has been cleared, but there's heavy traffic conditions, expect significant delays, and of course it's westbound traffic affected. Barara on the M1 Pacific Motorway, approaching Barara Interchange, there's a car breakdown, and it's affecting traffic there. Which way? Southbound. So look out for that, won't you? There's... That's about it for now. I'm just looking at my little thing here. Oh, yes, here we go. We're all into it. All right. Thanks, Kara McGay, for driving us home this afternoon between 4 and 6, and she'll be back next Monday, and of course also presenting Jukebox Jive on Friday night between 9 and midnight. So, yeah, stay tuned for that, won't you? Tune in to Kara McGay on Friday night.
This is the first hour.
Strossy microphone.
It's time for Rock and Roll Smorgasbord with John Robb, Lord Pig, the King, and selected guests. 3 hours of rock, pop, and blues. New releases, old releases, never heard of releases. Australian, international, and unsigned talent. It's all here. It's time for the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on your community station, Alive 90.5.
'74, the Glitter Band and Angel Face, big hit for the Glitter Band without Mr. Glitter. Yeah. everybody. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on this 6th day of May 2019. Broadcasting right through until 9 p.m. this evening. Hope you can stay with us for the whole duration of the show. No MasterChef, none of that stuff. Just stick to your radio right here on Alive 90.5. My name's John Robb and, yes, presenting the Smorgasbord this evening right here on our very favourite community radio station, Alive 90.5. Lord Pig is... well, he's not here tonight. He's in Tasmania trying to convert all the Tasmanians to pigism. So good luck with that, Lord, but I'm sure they'll send you packing very, very shortly. The King's still in... well, he's moved to Mongolia now. He's moved from Yugoslavia. He's over to Mongolia, so he's slowly making his way back here. But Gidget is here to keep me company this evening and to do her thing. Good evening, Gidget.
Hello.
How you going?
Good. I got a postcard from the King.
Did you?
Yeah, he said his donkey broke down.
Broke down?
Yeah, the donkey broke down, so he's going to try and find another donkey.
Well, that's no good. Does that mean it had to be euthanized or something? Or?
Oh, no, no. It's just got a tired hoof, so,
I thought,
you know, it's just having a...
Or was that a brand of car over there called a donkey?
No, no, an actual donkey.
Mongolian donkeys. They're not reliable.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Kara McGay, thank you for that.
Yeah.
She's getting me back.
Just in case you go to Mongolia, don't get a donkey.
Yeah. So he'll have to go and get a different donkey.
Oh,
now.
Well, he might get back here eventually.
Yes. So, but it's going to take him a bit longer.
But tonight it's you and me.
Yes, it is.
So
yes,
we'll have your book reading a bit later.
I will. It's a very interesting book, this one. It's from an Australian author. So it's a complete Australian
If you've
book.
Tuned in for the first time, Gidget does a little book reading from a different book each week, and hopefully it arouses your interest to maybe go and have a look at that book and buy it and read it or get it off the bookshelf or visit the library or something.
Yes.
So there'll be no pig thoughts or pig movie reviews this week because we don't have any communication with Tasmania, so... That's all right. We'll just jam some more music in this evening. All the regular segments, Under the Covers, where we play a cover version of a hit song. And this week it's a local band. They're called the Old Blue Dogs. And they're doing a version of the hit for Dave Edmonds, I Hear You Knocking. So that's Under the Covers this week.
Very interesting.
And what else? The Dodgy Song.
What's a dodgy song?
Well, apparently Lord Pig's left me a dodgy here somewhere.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Looks like it's the big plop generator.
Yes,
that's and it's called Puffy the Carrot. Oh, that sounds dodgy straight away.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a song about vegetables.
You could be on the money there, Gidget. My, how intelligent you are.
Oh, yes. I have my moments.
Hang on. What have I got to do here? I'm going to do this one here. Guess two. You're on there now.
Oh. I thought I was on because I was...
You thought you were what? Hang on. I'm just turning Kara McGay on here.
Well, then.
She likes it when I do that.
I better leave the room.
There we are. You're on now.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Very.
Come back, Pig. He's flying up here.
I'm sure you'll hear the podcast. We do podcasts now, ladies and gentlemen, so within a couple of days of the show, we get them up and you can listen to them on the Alive 90.5 website. There we go. We've got that plug-in already. So we've mentioned the dodgy song. We play a 78 every week, and it's from 1949, Russ Morgan and his orchestra.
Ooh,
doing.
Very interesting.
That's my weakness now.
Is it? Oh.
Well, when you hear the lyrics, you'll understand why.
Oh, I can't wait.
In concert tonight, I have AC/DC, the Aztecs, and what have you brought in for in concert, Gidge?
I brought in the Hives.
The Hives?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They're in concert, so it was a Pink Pop Festival in Holland, May 2001. And I've also got Queen.
We might slip that one in next week.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see.
We'll see. Also, what have I brought in? Get Wet Renee Gaya, JPY, good old Jay Justin, reminiscing. That'll keep Karama happy. Some Led Zeppelin, Cold Chisel. What have you brought in, Gidge?
I actually brought in some Black Sabbath. I thought, since Pig's not here, I'll bring it in. So I brought in some Black Sabbath, some David Bowie, some Fleetwood Mac, Velvet Underground, also Rod Stewart.
Cool.
I haven't listened to him in ages since I was hairdressing many years ago, and this one guy used to play Rod Stewart every single day.
What, in the hairdressing salon?
Yeah, he loved it.
Okay.
Loved Rod Stewart. And
so now you've got over it a bit and you can listen to it again.
Yeah, and just some Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin.
I've brought in Amanda Easton and the Falling Joys, so lots happening on the Smorgasbord tonight. And, of course, Weekly World News.
Yes.
We've got some excellent stories tonight to grab your attention. So I hope you can stay with us right through. It's now, what time is it? 17 minutes past six. How about that? I'm going to try our new CD player now, Gidget. You ready for this?
Just
what?
It's not going to explode, is it?
No. I don't think so. Is it right to press there, Karama, do you think?
Yeah.
Here's an old favourite from the album. Who do we think we are? Rat, bat, 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 blue. 9686 3888 the telephone number, or you can send us a line on our Facebook page, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord. This is the 99 remix of Rat Bat Blue.
Cool.
That's Rod Stewart, and what's that track called? Oh. I'm unorganised, that's what I am. True Blue, because we're operating a new system in here and it's very complicated.
Yes.
We're not listening to the music, we're trying to work out how to run things here. So Rod Stewart, True Blue from the album Never a Dull Moment, which is an excellent album. Renee Geyer, The Restless Years from 1977. Boy, she had a great voice.
Oh,
she?
It was wonderful. I really liked that. I haven't heard that before. So
haven't
that
you?
Was new for me, yes.
It was a TV program, The Restless Years.
Really?
And that was the theme song.
Oh, I must look into that then.
Yes, Get Wet before that. I know, a bit poppy, but I just thought I'd throw it in. It is a smorgasbord.
I was a bit shocked when you put that on.
So
I was like, wow.
Oh, so low. But anyway, 1981, bring back memory. And 1973, definitely nothing like Get Wet, Deep Purple and Rat Bat
yep.
Blue. From Who Do We Think We Are? This is Alive 90.5. Shall we
continue?
Yes, we'll check the traffic. Why don't we do that?
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
All right, Acacia Gardens, Quakers Hill Parkway at Century Drive. The traffic lights are flashing yellow. Traffic is affected in all directions. Homebush West, Parramatta Road at Hammersmith Road. There's a two-car accident. One of two westbounds is closed, and that's lane one. Windsor, Hawkesbury Valley Way, approaching the Northern Road. There's a truck breakdown, heavy traffic conditions. One of two westbound lanes is closed. And also Barara M1 Pacific Motorway, approaching Barara Interchange. There's a car breakdown. And one southbound lane is closed, and that's the breakdown lane. And the tow truck and RMS are in attendance. So we'll keep you updated as the evening progresses. Gidget, you're doing a good job helping me out here.
Thank you very much.
Lord Pig might get the sack next week.
Oh,
you won't, that won't go down.
Oh, no.
I just said might. How about some Jenis, eh?
Yes.
Have you ever been a crybaby?
Oh, it's annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. This is for you.
Oh, thanks.
You just don't know why. But you know.
Your sound, your community, Alive 90.5.
Following sold-out shows in 2018, the Celtic Tenors return to Australia. Their Irish songbook tour will delight you with classical, folk, Irish, Gaelic and pop favourites. It's all about the music, the harmonies and the fun. The most successful classical crossover artist ever to have come out of Ireland appear at the Castle Hill RSL on Friday 31 May. Tickets are on sale now from the venue or duetgroup.com. The Celtic Tenors, station sponsor.
Undercover, all I say. Undercover, I'm the name. Undercover,
Yes, Gidget, I have Under the Covers ready and rocking and rolling to gold.
Great.
I love it when you keep tabs on me. Okay, well, that was Janis Joplin. What a great song. Cry Baby.
Oh, I love it. I love when she first goes, like that. She like screams can you run in the
that,
mic.
Can you run that by me again, please?
Nah.
I was going to do it with you.
Oh, all right. Run, baby.
All right, this week's Under the Covers is, well, you'll remember the song I Hear You Knocking. It was covered, done by more people than Dave Edmonds, but I remember the Dave Edmonds version as I was growing up. It was a big hit. But there's a local band called the Old Blue Dogs, and they have two CDs out, Take One and Take Two. The covers are the same, except there's just different songs in each one, and one's Take One and Take Two. Well, this one is from Take Two, and the members of the Old Blue Dogs is Alan Britton on bass, Alex Smith, guitar and vocals. Alex Smith was in Moving Pictures. Chris Turner, very famous Australian guitarist, and Jim Finn on drums. So four very talented Australian rock and blues musicians. So we shall go with this now. I hope you enjoy it on a live 90.5. I Hear You Knocking.
You now. Ricky played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. The Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar.
Smorgasbord, Live 90.5, John Robin Gidget. That was John Paul Young. We still got the dodgy song to come and Weekly World News, but now I'm reminiscing with my friends down at Wairo Beach.
Just left with tears and sadness, the things I have to hide. Oh, the good times and the bad times, together we went through. Those moments gone forever, they're all I'm clinging to. Now I'm left with only of days that have gone by, never to return again, no matter how I try. Just reminiscing, reminiscing over you. Reminiscing is all I see. You know, the first day I met you, darling, the sun seemed to shine the whole day through, and the stars at night seemed bigger and brighter than ever before. Or at least, that's the way I felt then. It's hard to understand that after all the wonderful things we did together, somewhere, somehow, something went wrong. I still, even now, can't believe you're gone. Oh, the world was made for lovers, but lovers drift apart. Now I'm a lonely lover, left with my broken heart, just reminiscing. Reminiscing over you.
seem to do. Just reminiscing over you. Reminiscing is all I seem to do.
Alive 90.5.
That's good enough for me.
Fantastic. I'm glad it's good enough for you. All righty. That was Jay Justin and Reminiscing from 1965.
It was so nice. I really, really enjoyed that song. It felt like I just could grab my board out right now and go for a paddle.
Well, not in the dark, did you?
Oh, okay. Oh,
what was that?
I can't bring a candle.
Or you can bring the candle, but you wouldn't see much.
Huh.
They've probably got candles down at Wairo Beach.
Oh, very nice.
Deserted Wairo Beach.
Oh.
All on their own. Peace and quiet. Beautiful. Well, we'll wake them up. Before that, we had John Paul Young and The Love Game from 75. The Cult, Wildflower. David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust, and Rod Stewart before that. And True Blue. The time is 7 o'clock on the dot.
Do you feel that your business is invisible, affecting sales and profits, and not differentiated from others, lacking the wow factor? In business, there are very few problems that more sales can't solve. Because